This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. Thanks for waking up with us. It's a chilly, cold, frigid Tolo Tuesday. Thanks for starting it off with us. Sean Sharif and Pat Doney, NBC5, getting you ready for Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. And I want to set Jerry up for what he said after the game. This makes things even more frustrating, but I love that Jerry said this after the Viking loss.
Well, I give Mike Zimmer a lot of credit. Basically could have put a sign on the start of the game that said Zeke's not going anywhere, and that was the story of the game.
Jerry Jones joining us right here on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Sean Tree, Pat Doney with the Hall of Famer. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm doing fine this morning.
So, Jerry, you said it yourself after the game. We were all screaming it at the radio and the television. If the Vikings were shutting down the run throughout the entire night, one of the top storylines of this game is, why did you guys keep running it?
Well, I don't know that we kept running. We threw for over right at 400 yards. And so, candidly, we made the adjustments. Those adjustments, the way we look at it, when it got us into our passing, which they shut down the run. And you can put enough men on the line of scrimmage or up close to the line of scrimmage, you can shut down the run. And you've got to be able to throw the ball, and we did. We had... Now, it did take the alarming thing, if there is an alarming thing about it, is that we had to have basically brilliant plays from the quarterback as well as his receivers, and we had to have some outstanding blocking to make the passing game go, but we did it, and that is a plus to see us against a good football team in Minnesota. Go with our passing game the way we have. Now, the running game, if they shut you down like that, you've got to be able to get it done in the passing game. We were able to get it done. That was a good football team, and we weren't able to get it done enough. And obviously that's a concern. It sets us up for a real challenge as we go on into our other seven ball games, and that's football. That's what happens.
Jerry, there's a perceived stubbornness from Jason Garrett, from the fan base, that you're just going to continue to try to run on first down and chop away, even though it wasn't working compared to the pass, and set Dak up in some really tough situations, which you're right, he overcame with an MVP-type performance. What would you say to that? That no matter what, we're going to keep trying to run on first down and run on first down, even though we're putting a lot on Dak to bail us out?
We can make some adjustments in our run game that, on hindsight, we can second guess, which you always can. We can make some adjustments in our run game and give us some better results. And I like the ability to take the option we have of doing some of our run RPO stuff, run pass option, which is in the run aspect of it, what we were trying to do on the goal line. And but I see us utilizing what we're basically developing, and that's the ability to use our quarterback in a run pass option game, and that's going to, with some adjustments we can make in our blocking, that we can do better than we did Sunday. I think that we can make the running game more effective.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. So after your film review and talking with the coaches in the meetings, take us through your opinion of that final drive on second and third down. Did a part of you say after the fact, you know what, let's not even give the run option here. Dak is winning us this. He's our best option. Let's throw this thing versus some decisions with RPOs that he obviously had in place.
So I really, we all can make our play calls in our minds. That's the beauty of our game, and that each of us get to do that, and we get to do it after the play is run. And the coaches do it, the players do it, they all do it. I like the fact that we had a form of run-pass option on the goal line. I thought that was the ticket. Let Dak sit there and option that thing to some degree. I think that's what we were – I don't have to think it. I know that's what we were trying to do on the goal line.
So you do not have any type of major problem with the offensive approach from your staff in this game or at the end?
I want us to be able to get it in there. How many times have we seen Dak keep it and take it in and run it in for the score? How many times have we seen him pull it and throw it back to the open receiver or tight end? I like that option down there on that goal line rather than just a straight called handoff or a straight called pass play.
Jerry Jones joining us here on The Fan. Jerry, in your experience with the Cowboys, when you pay a player the way that you guys paid Ezekiel Elliott this offseason, $90 million, the highest paid running back in the NFL, do you think that can add into a coaching staff believing they have to try to continue to make him part of the offensive philosophy even when the Vikings were slowing down the run the way that they were?
Well, you might think that unless you thought that the coaching staff was on the table to be sure and pay him and get him in the game before you paid it. And so it's the chicken and egg. Do they want to use him because or are we using him because we have him rather than have him down in Cabo? Or we like him because he's out on the football field? And the facts are that we all wanted Zach on the football field, and we wanted him to have him available to be able to help us win ball games. And he has helped us win ball games. He can help us win more ball games. And I think he's one of two or three of the best backs in the league. He can do a lot of things for us out there, does a lot of things for us. The week before against the Giants, he was outstanding in terms of his production. It didn't work out that way. But, look, I want us to have a better day than we had Sunday. I knew going into that game, just as everyone knew, that Minnesota was going to be a handful for us. They're a good team. And they're particularly good, and Mike Zimmer and his staff particularly good defense. And so it was a challenge. We didn't underestimate them at all. And we had a chance to win that game at the end. We didn't get it done. The real story was their ability to be as physical as they were on their line of scrimmages.
How disturbing is that, Jerry, from a run defensive standpoint? They had a drive where they handed off 10 straight times. How disturbing is that for your run, D?
I don't know that I have too many weeks regarding the Cowboys that I'm not disturbed. There are all kinds of things. About the time, it's like holding two handfuls full of Jell-O. And about the time that you stop it from coming out the middle finger by the forefinger, about the time you start it over there, then it starts coming out the other side. And that's what makes this game so great. That's what makes the challenge so great. And you think you've got it figured out, and two games later, the defense you face will have had it figured out for you. So anyway, you get my drift here. We just got to keep our head down. We got to keep pushing. We've got outstanding players. We've got some outstanding coaches. And we by no means need to call it a day relative to not only this season, but with what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go with this football team. We've got a lot of football ahead of us, and we've got some good things that can happen.
Jerry, one of the reasons the Vikings seem to be able to run the football so well in the game is that Leighton Van Der Esch is playing through a lot of pain. I know he missed a game a couple of weeks ago, and then he left the game with a back injury. is Leighton dealing with more than maybe fans realize on the field? Because it does seem like he's regressed quite a bit from that phenomenal rookie season he had last year.
Well, don't confuse the reason he was out, which was a neck issue. Don't confuse that with why he was out part of the game the other day. Part of the game the other day was a leg injury. Part of the reason he was out prior to that game was a neck injury. So those were completely different reasons, two different injuries. On the other hand, Leighton really did some good things out there. Anytime, I don't know that we have an appreciation for how important the work is the week of the game or the continuity of work 2 or 3 weeks before a game. When you miss time, your performance in the game suffers. And it's an amazing thing when somebody can miss a lot of time and come back in and play a game. Pretty much, let's say the way Bennett played in his first game back after not playing a lot there early on there in New England. That's an amazing thing because you need those reps. Football's a game of repetition. You get your reps at practices. You work against your opponent. You play better. Probably Van Der Esch was a little rusty there, but he still graded out really well.
Are you concerned with what you've seen from Chido Awuzie? Because he was really good last year as well, and it seems like other teams are looking for number 24 right now when they're throwing the ball against your defense.
Well, I think it's easy to when somebody gets beat on a pass play in that secondary, you're out there on an island. It's pretty clear. It's just you, the ball, and the guy you're trying to defend most of the time, as opposed to being on the interior. And I love him as a football player now. He's got outstanding instincts, and I'm glad we've got him. And we can when we let's put it like this. I think that the other day, with the way they were running against us, it set up the ability to make those pass plays when that quarterback was called upon to make them. That's what you do when you establish that running game like that, or you establish that short game out of the backfield with some of those screens that they were doing. And again, you can't talk about this game without giving Minnesota the credit that they deserve here. They came out and played an outstanding, it was a clean football game. They came out and played an outstanding football game. That doesn't make it any easier to digest, though.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan, along with run defense, and you know the storylines, Jerry. The other main one is that you guys mismanaged it offensively. What would you say to those who say that while he's a great leader, you don't have a coaching advantage with Jason Garrett within the Lions?
Well, I think that's a clever way of expressing, saying the very same thing. When you don't win, usually the one that gets the most blame and gets the most credit for the loss, if you will, to be clever with my own structure, is the coach. Then you probably got the offensive coordinator, and I'm not trying to be trite, and then you've got the quarterback. And those guys usually are the ones that get it on the head the most when you win. And I think that what you're saying is just another way of saying, look, on days like we're having yesterday and today, the day after a loss to a real good football team that played a really good football game, it's hard to beat a team that plays as well as Minnesota played Sunday.
Jerry, I thought Dak Prescott played a great game Sunday, and I was trying to tell Sean earlier, I feel like this could be the game that we look back at the end of the season and say, this was the turning point on the offense, that things really go quarterback pass game first for the Dallas Cowboys, which hasn't been the case the last few years. Do you think there's a chance that this is that turning point for your offense going forward where Dak will have the ball in his hands with the game on the line and not the running game?
I'm not as bright-lined as you are there. I'm not as definitive as you are. I think it was a great game for Dak Prescott. When I have hard times, I use the old Benjamin Franklin theory. I take a piece of paper and I draw a line right down the middle of it. And everything that I can think of good, I put it on one side, and everything I can think of bad, I put it over on the other. And if my goods outweigh the bad, then that's how I get through the disappointment that I'm dealing with at that time. Dak's performance on that side of the ledger, his ability to make those throws, that throw he made in that last drive that he made to Cobb was absolutely a brilliant throw. And so I think that's one of the things that we should all, as Cowboy fans, or if you will, if you're in my shoes, say, I think Dak really showed us that if they want to stop the run, which they can, if they want to stop that run, then and dare Dak to beat him with his arm, he can do it.
Jerry, have you guys talked about or seen any regression from Zeke of his rookie year in terms of explosiveness or elusiveness?
No, not at all. Not at all.
In terms of special teams, did the coaching staff tell Tavon Austin to fair catch that ball at the end? And what did you think of that?
There's some confusion there in communication that needs to be crisper, a lot more crisp. They didn't want a lot of time taken on that return. On the other hand, there is you've got to be able to recognize when they don't have their gunners out wide, and they didn't. And so there's exceptions to every rule, and that one caught us right there at that particular period of time. Had he known, had we known, the coaching staff, or whether it had been whether it had been Austin, had they known those gunners were going to be inside, they would have caught and returned that ball.
Jerry, one of the most consistent questions I've gotten on social media from Cowboys fans is, why does Blake Jarwin not play more? Would you like to see Blake Jarwin more involved in the Cowboys offense going forward?
Well, I like the balance that we have. I think it's a unique strength for us right now to have Jason Witten out there, and Jason Witten's having some outstanding production. And as he would. But then I think it's great to have Jarwin coming on the way he's coming on. And as we've said, we've known for quite a while that he is a unique, outstanding. He's got that length that can make those plays. We know that to have Dak everything we want him to be, tight end, is a big part of what we'd like to be doing. Well, Jason has been a tremendous plus, but Jarwin's development was expected, but certainly a positive that it's developing at this basis. But he can make big plays, big plays. He's deceiving in his speed. He's deceiving in his route running abilities, and he can really catch the ball. He's got good hands.
Jerry, last thing, and I already know your answer after doing this almost a decade with you. But
why don't we get one that you don't know the answer?
Okay.
No, seriously. Let's go.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, says that Dak's deal is headed to the franchise tag. No progress during the bye week. Your possible comments or reaction?
He has no idea. Because I would be the only one that knows whether he's right or wrong. And I can tell you he has no idea.
Well, Jerry, I got to say, I've always admired your optimism and glass half full. You are much happier today than I thought you were going to be. And I thought you were going to be a little bit grumpy, but you're handling it like a champ. So thank you for the time and the great answers.
Man, I've had it too good. Stay pout long, lightning would strike me and hurt all my friends around me. I've had it too good. And so I have to sit up here and look at the ways that we can improve, but look at the positive things, and I do that. And life's better that way.
Well, you know what's going to come from this. A lot of the critics texting in, well, you know, Jerry's not going to be that upset because he's so comfortable with Jason and the way things are, so he's not going to snap like he maybe would have done in the 90s. So that's just one message coming in here before we let you go.
Well, listen, I knew you had to get that zinger in. but I've been able to knock over a few walls and do a few good things, being comfortable. I haven't been accused of being too comfortable many times in my life.
I did.
And word is we want it more than we ever have. Want what? We want a peace that comes with success, and we don't have it today. And that's gnawing at me, and on a personal basis, and don't think for one minute that being upbeat and looking for the positive. And what I have found is that sitting on the side of your bed with your head down between your knees, shaking your head, and woe is me, doesn't move the needle at all. You better get up and have some piss and vinegar and get out and do something about it, and that takes a positive mentality.
Jerry, thanks for addressing everything like you always do. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank
have a great
you,
day.
Thanks, guys.
Jerry Jones, firesafety.com hotline, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.